This is our returning champion, John Hamilton from Los Angeles, California. Stand by to see John play for a luxurious Canadian holiday valued at $5,000. Today, on America's Biggest Bargain Sale, we're offering a Cadillac Eldorado valued at $26,830 for $530. Cash and prizes worth over $100,000 for $750. Two of the incredible bargains on Sale of the Century. And now, here's the star of our show, Jim Perry.
Thank you very much. I thank you. You're very kind. Welcome to Sale of the Century, and let us welcome back our champion, John Hamilton. Hi, John.
Hi, Jim.
Won the championship on our last show. You won with $81. You did a lot of buying, too. You picked up a lot of good things and still won. You put the $81 in the bank. So you need a win with $94 more, and you can have that wonderful. It's a fishing trip and very luxurious with a car and a boat and everything at your disposal. Might be something of interest to you, do you think?
I think.
All right. We'll find out if you get there. Good luck today. He's not committing himself. Here with two new challengers is Summer Bartholomew. Oh, you don't have your hair up. I liked your hair off on the last show.
Here we go again.
who did you bring us?
Our first contestant became a grandmother of five overnight from Camarillo, California. Here's Deborah Bonham.
Hello, Deborah.
Our second contestant learned to ski the fast way. Originally from Blue Island, Illinois, say hello to Steve Reed.
Hi, Steve.
Hi. And we'll see you a little later with some bargains, honey. All right. Steve, you learned to ski the fast way. What does that mean?
Well, a friend of mine took me skiing for the first time, and we got all our equipment and got on the ski lift and took me to the top of the mountain and told me he'd meet me at the bottom.
That was it.
That was it. That was my training.
And how many times did you fall?
Innumerable.
Couldn't count, right? Yeah, that's the way it normally is. Good to have you here, Steve.
Thank you.
And Deborah, you became a grandmother of five overnight. Young lady like you, what happened?
Well, I got married the 15th of December, and my husband has five grandchildren, so I automatically became a grandmother.
Just like that, right?
Bye.
You enjoying it? Are you enjoying it?
Oh, yeah.
I would imagine so. Nice to have you here as well,
Deborah.
Good luck to all three of you. We will start you off with $20 and get ready, because here come the questions. In what city is the world-famous Waldorf Astoria Hotel? John?
New York.
New York is right. You get $5 for the correct answer. John, you get a $25. What primary color does a painter mix with red in order to come up with the color orange? John?
Yellow.
Yellow it is. Two in a row for the champion. If he just beats everyone at the buzzer, he goes to 30. Name the nation which opposed us in the War of 1812. Steve?
Britain.
That's right, Britain, Great Britain, England, you are right for $5, and you go to $25. In what best-selling novel will you find the line, I'll make him an offer he can't refuse? Steve.
The Godfather.
Godfather it is, yeah, famous line that is, and Steve ties John. On a road map, what does the abbreviation BLVD mean, John?
Boulevard.
Boulevard is right. Yeah, it's funny, I thought it was bacon, lettuce, and vermicelli sandwich myself. You're right, John, you go to $35. Time now for an instant bargain. The player in the lead can always buy bargain merchandise. Sale surprise with a bonus and with cash could come up at any time. You never know. John, you've got a $5 lead over Steve. The option is yours. You can buy this.
Set your sights on this prize, matey. A brass refracting telescope designed for easy use and featuring fully coated lenses for maximum light transmissions. Furnished by Sammy's Camera. It's normally priced at $500. And today on Sale of the Century, it's yours for only $5.
That's very nice. It's very unusual. Can I see that for a moment there? Oh, I know that girl. Now, $500, John. That's what it would cost normally, but you can have it for $5. You would be in a tie with Steve if you bought it. You'd have that beautiful, beautiful telescope. And I'm just going to say, because it's a nice telescope, going once, going twice, and no sale. No, he's not buying. Didn't want the telescope, hanging on to the $5 lead. Back with this. The Professor, Ginger, and Thurston Howell III, Steve?
Gilligan's Island.
That's right. They appeared on Gilligan's Island. Steve goes to 35. Yes, I remember that. Played on PBS for many shit years. Remember that show. What government body has exactly 435 members? John?
House of Representatives.
That's exactly what it is. If John just beats Steve with the buzzer, John is back in the lead. With which branch of literature do we associate the names Arthur C. Clarke, Ray Bradbury, Steve?
Fiction. Science fiction.
You got it. And you've tied John again. Yes, indeed. It is time now for the Fame Game, where the players are playing for a pick of the Fame Game board with nine numbers up there, prizes, cash, money cards to be added to your score. Get control. We'll find out what you get as we look for a famous person. I am a baseball player. During most of my career, I played right field. But I also played left and center field and first base. I played for the Braves, first in Milwaukee, then Steve.
Hank Aaron.
You took a chance and you are right, the home run champ. Hank Aaron it is, yes indeed. Steve, pick of the board, nine numbers, which one would you like?
I'll take number three.
And behind number three, we have
$10! Yeah, back to his score. John didn't like that because that puts Steve into the lead by those $10. And the champion's got to play a little catch-up. We got to take time out. We'll be right back. Our champion, John Hamilton, needs $94 and the win for a crack of that beautiful fishing trip. But right now he's trailing. It is John at 40 and Deborah at 20, and Steve's in the lead at 50. Back with this. Three types of what beverage are called Madeira, Sherry, and Bordeaux? Deborah?
Wine.
That time you beat him to the buzzer. Deborah, atta girl. Deborah goes to 25. In the classic song by John Howard Payne, what was he talking about when he wrote, "Be it ever so humble, Steve"?
There's no place like home.
That's the place. Home it is. Steve beats John and the buzzer goes to 55. We often hear the Latin phrase, which translates, "Time flies." John.
Tempus fugit.
That's exactly what it is. And John this time beats Steve. And he goes to 45. $10 separate the two gentlemen. Coal, diamonds, and fireplace ashes are three different forms of what See?
Carbon.
That's the chemical element. Carbon it is. Why, to see every question that you guys are going right for that bell, and it's whoever gets there first, because obviously everyone's got the knowledge. Steve is at 60, and Steve, a $15 lead. Now, after I've said the two of you going back and forth, might make it a little difficult, but you can buy this.
Steve, here's a lovely addition for your living room. This curio cabinet, a beautiful showplace for your showpieces. A handsome birch cabinet with glass shelves and subtle indirect lighting. Furnished by Tradition House. It's normally priced at $859. And today on Sale of the Century, it's yours for only $9.
Very nice, Steve.
Yeah.
Were you looking out in the audience to see if your wife approved of this or not?
No, my wife's in Denver.
Oh, okay. Well, you know that while you were looking at that, she phoned me.
Yeah.
She said she really...
I'm sure she did.
And she
I'm
likes
sure
that.
She did.
Oh,
I know
she will. Now, it's more than one question. I was going to leave the price where it was for John, but I'll leave it where it is with you, but I will throw in $100 in cash. An $859 armoire, $100 in cash for $9.
What's the difference here?
Your lead would be more than the value of one question. You would have a $6 lead if you bought it.
Go for
Going
it.
Going once.
Take it.
Going twice.
No.
And no sale. He checked it out, decided not to buy. What kind of bird is named Eider, Merganser, and Canvasback? John.
Duck.
They're all ducks, and John hits the $50 mark. Yes. Now, listen carefully. Who was the first man to be president over all 50 of the United States?
Eisenhower.
Eisenhower is exactly who it is. Yes. Nicely solved. And you go to 30. In the harbor of which Scandinavian capital stands a graceful statue, Steve?
Copenhagen.
The Little Mermaid, I was going to say, and Copenhagen is what you should say. You're right. Good anticipation to 65. What do these three names have in common? Columbia, Discovery, and Challenger. Steve?
Space Shuttle.
That's exactly what they are, and Steve hits a $70 mark. $20 lead. In an incident prior to the Civil War, this radical abolitionist made a futile attack,
John Brown.
On an arsenal in Harpers Ferry, Virginia, you are right, John Brown it is, and John goes to 55. Talking about that with the abolitionists, what is fascinating, ironically, that the U.S. troops that put down John Brown's insurrection, you know who led the U.S. troops? Robert E. Lee. We'll be right back. Well, one of our challengers, Steve, is in the lead at $70. The champion, John, in second place at 55. And Deborah, certainly not out of it at 30, especially as we've added a $15 money card up there on the board with our second crack of the fame game. There's a $5 money card and a $15 money card. Buzz in when you know a famous thing. I am a national memorial. Begun in 1880, finished in 1884. I'm covered with Maryland marble, and my inner walls are set with 189 memorial stones donated by individuals, cities, states, societies, and countries. I am shaped like an ancient Egyptian obelisk. Steve.
Washington Monument.
That's exactly what it is, the Washington Monument. Steve gets control of that board for the second time in this game, and what number do you want?
I'll take number 9.
And behind number 9, we have Royal Vacuums, including the Handy Prince handheld portable. Features metal construction and revolving brush, just like the big ones, for quick, easy cleaning most anywhere. Furnished by Royal Appliances.
Well, this time you get some prizes.
Thank you.
$395 worth of vacuum cleaners. They are yours to keep, no matter how you finish in the game. Didn't find those money cards. They stay up there. We'll add 25 a little bit later on. Back with this. As of 1982, it was home to 10,820,000, making it the world's and China's most populous... John.
Peking.
Nope. Shanghai. Shanghai, the most populous city in the entire world. And John loses $5 for the incorrect answer. Could be important. $20 lead for Steve. From the Greek meaning to watch beautiful forms, this is an instrument containing loose bits of colored glass. John.
Kaleidoscope.
Yes, indeed. Nicely solved. Kaleidoscope it is. Ever-changing patterns, John. Back to the $55 mark. In the 1964 film, My Fair Lady, who played Eliza Doolittle? Steve?
Audrey Hepburn.
Audrey Hepburn it is. Yes, Steve, with some broad knowledge. Those are 75. Well, Steve, you didn't want to buy with a $15 lead. You've stretched your lead to $20. Can we interest you in this?
Steve, shout hip hip ole and head south of the border for the beautiful Yucatan Peninsula. We'll fly you and a friend from Los Angeles for an 8-day vacation along the Yucatan Trail, a trip that combines history and resort relaxation. You'll be able to sun on the beach in beautiful Cancun. This trip is normally priced at $2,150. Today on sale of the century, it's yours for only $15.
Oh, that's lovely. That's lovely. Where else but in the Yucatan do the donkeys have sound effects on cue? It's amazing. Steve. Oh, shut up. Steve, now, gets cold in Denver.
Oh, I know it is.
You and your wife could go to the Yucatan. It should be wonderful. Cancun is great. Now, that's an over $2,000 bargain. $2,150 trip cost you $15. You have a $20 lead.
Take it.
John is so quick.
Isn't he?
He is. He's very quick.
Take it.
Let me. You'd still have the lead, but your lead would be $5. And I would give you $300 in spending money. Off you would go to the Yucatan with a $2,450 vacation, and you'd still have the lead. Going once. Going twice. No sale. Just remember the next time you're freezing in Denver.
I may not be able to go home.
We'll be right back with these nice people. Don't go away. That's a tough decision. He's a tough champion. Our champion, John Hamilton, in a bit of difficulty. He's trailing right now. He's at 55. Deborah's at 30. Steve's at 75. And Steve was saying during the break to me, he said, you make it very difficult. Deborah explained my whole mission in life. She said, what did you say, Deborah?
That's the whole idea.
That's the whole idea. That's right. All right, back to business now. Good luck to the three of you once again. According to the Bible, who was the victim of the very first... Steve?
Abel.
The very first murder? You're right. Abel it is. Took a chance that paid off. In what eastern state will you find tourist attractions called Thousand Islands and FDR's home at Hyde Park? John.
New York.
New York is exactly what it is. Champion keeps that $20. That's the difference. In literature, name the lover who utters his famous last line, thus with a kiss I die. Steve.
Romeo.
Romeo said that. You're right. And Steve stretches that lead out to 25. Well, talking about 25, as promised, there's a $25 money card on the board. John, if you can find that, you'd be back in a tie. A famous thing. I am a man-made structure that was begun August 13, 1961. I came about because of a crisis that arose in 1958. Russian Premier Nikita Khrushchev demanded the Western powers withdraw from West Berlin. He threatened John.
The Berlin Wall.
That's the man-made structure we're looking for, the Berlin Wall. Well, John, there are 7 numbers up there, and there's a 5, a 15, and a $25 money card someplace.
I'd like to try numbers 8.
And behind number 8, we have $400 or pick again.
You can put $400 in your pocket right now or pass on that and pick another number. 6 numbers left. 3 of them have money cards. John? What's it going to be? John.
I'll take number 4.
And behind number 4, we have $25.
He finds the big one. Where were the other two? John found that $25 money card and ties up the game.
Good thing.
We finish up the game with the speed round. 60 seconds on the clock, please. John and Steve at 85, Deborah at 30. Good luck. We start the speed round now. What character in the Arabian Nights found a magic lamp? Deborah.
Aladdin.
Right. Name the one thing you can't do if you have insomnia. And Deborah.
Sleep.
Right. Name the musical instrument that is sometimes called a spinet. Steve.
Piano.
Right. In Venice, what is a water taxi called? Deborah.
A gondola.
Right. Name the singer who was married on The Tonight Show and I... John.
Time.
Name the continent where you'd find the country of Chad. John.
Africa.
Right. What American patriot invented bifocal glasses? John.
Ben Franklin.
Right. What's the capital of the state of Virginia? John.
Richmond.
Right. What planet is sometimes called the morning star, sometimes the evening? Steve.
Venus.
Right. Name the comedy playwright who wrote The Odd Couple. Steve.
Neil Simon.
Right. What sovereign nation lies about 90 miles south of Key West? John.
Cuba.
Right. Who was the man who succeeded to the presidency after the death of William McKinley? John.
Garfield.
Wrong. In what war did we fight the Battle of the Bulge? John.
World War II.
Right. Name the man who led the war. Time is up. We have a tie. Dev, my goodness, has that happened a lot with these good players? Dever, you are out of it now. You cannot answer. It's between Steve and John. Gentlemen, remember, if you buzz and answer correctly, you add $5, you win. Answer incorrectly, you lose $5, you would lose the game. For Steve and John, tiebreaker. In mythology, who was the mighty titan who was forced to hold the heavens on his... Steve!
Atlas!
That's right! For the win! Atlas for the win! And Steve has won it by $5. Wow! Congratulations to our new champion. First of all, the man who succeeded to the presidency after the death of McKinley, and I guess it's the one that cost the champion. That was Theodore Roosevelt. Roosevelt after McKinley. And on The Tonight Show, and that's right, John missed this one, Tiny Tim was married. Well, we said singer. That might have thrown you off.
Right.
So we've got to say goodbye to our champion. John, you've got the binoculars. You've got the stamp collection, a very valuable collection. You've got the carpet, $300 in cash, a profitable two-day stay, $2,552. John, thank you. And I went right down to the wire on this show. Deborah, we thank you for joining us. We got the cash in front of you, but it is the new champion, Steve Reed, who's joining me back here. Come on, let's go shopping, Steve. Wow. Well, Atlas was the difference.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Well, Steve, you won with a big total, $105. Can we interest you in this?
For quick getaways, this wickedly exciting machine, the fabulous BMW R65. This comfortable handcrafted motorcycle is carefully engineered, and the frame is welded entirely by hand, furnished by Century Motor Sales. This motorcycle, normally priced at $3,889, yours on sale of the century for only $85.
Just $85, that's all it would cost. And you have $105, so you can very easily afford it. This is one of those prizes that if you like it, boy, that's a great thing to walk away with. Of course, you might say, no, I'm going to put the money in the bank. You know, the next thing up the line, you've seen it already, is that fishing trip to Vancouver, luxury fishing trip. Further on up the line, this you haven't seen. Now, if you want to get back in the good graces of your wife in Denver, you could give her for $445 a coat like this, Steve.
Enjoy the height of fashion with this luxurious fur, a jacket of regal elegance, featuring a beautiful wing collar and blouson styling that will dress up most any occasion. From Dicker and Dicker of Beverly Hills, this elegant fur, normally priced at $12,500, can be yours on sale of the century for only $445.
Well, that's the beautiful coat. Your wife won't like that. Oh, we've got some other wonderful things up the line, and something I know you would like is driving away with this for $530.
Enjoy the romance of the open road with the Cadillac Eldorado, an automobile of time-honored elegance with the sportiness of a custom personal car and the comfort and engineering sophistication of a great luxury car. Furnished by Modern Motors, this classic automobile, normally priced at $26,830, it can be yours on sale of the century for only $530.
Very nice. And with a big win with $105, certainly it's not too soon to mention that if you got to $750, you would have every prize we've got on the stage, plus this.
A cash jackpot at $60,000.
And that cash jackpot is beginning to grow. $1,000 every show. It's up to $60,000 now. But Steve, you now have enough money, you can take that motorbike and leave, or put your money in the bank and play on. You think about it for a moment, and we'll get your decision right after this. Mm. Back with our new champion, Steve Reed, after a very impressive win, as you and our outgoing champion went back and forth, back and forth. I know you used to have a motorcycle, so you might be intrigued. $105, easily you can buy that motorcycle. Or put your money in the bank, the next thing up the line, just another $70 away. Beautiful fishing trip to Vancouver, a luxury fishing trip. They supply cars, planes, and everything to go with it. So, Steve, what's it going to be? Are you going to take that motorbike and leave, or put your money in the bank, taking the risk that you can continue to win?
No, I enjoy playing too much to leave.
You're going to come back?
Oh, yeah.
So we'll put a big $105 in his bank account. We'll add another $1,000, $61,000. Two new challenges next time on Tale of the Century. Bye for now.
All prices are manufacturer's suggested retail value and are correct at the time of recording. This is Jay Stewart speaking.